Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sunshine and hot temperatures once again today. We'll top out in the 90s. And then finally, we will start to see that humidity creep up again tomorrow. But in the meantime, unseasonably nice, quite honestly. Even though temperatures will make it into the mid-90s today, the feel-like temperatures won't be much higher than that actual air temperature, which for this time of the year is nice. And we're starting out early this morning with some inland spots in the upper 60s. So it could be a lot worse this time of year. You realize that, so enjoy it while you can. The humidity will be creeping up tomorrow. And with that, an isolated afternoon thunderstorm for your Friday the 13th, but the storm chances go up much more so as we head into your weekend for both Saturday and Sunday, afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms. In fact, there are some indications of perhaps thunderstorms lingering quite deep into the night on Saturday night. You'll have some dry periods this weekend, but we'll also have to contend with the afternoon and the evening showers and thunderstorms. In the meantime, it's a new moon tomorrow. That means some higher than average tides. That is astronomically driven because of the extra gravitational pull from the new moon, but also a little bit of help because the new moon is the closest new moon that we're going to have to the Earth all year long. So we look for a little bit higher than average tides at our beaches along the St. John's Rivers and its tributaries. So use some extra care there and realize that if you have a dock that sits on the intercoastal or along the St. John's River, that you may have some pretty high tides here over the next few days. That'll continue right on through the weekend. In the meantime, in the tropics, Chris continues to accelerate to the northeast over the open North Atlantic. No impact to the U.S., no local impact any longer. We'll be in the Newfoundland area by late in the week, by later tomorrow and into Saturday with some strong winds and heavy rain as it becomes an extra tropical low-pressure area, big ocean storm, in other words. Still have the barrel remnants to the east of Florida turning more northward. There is some potential here for some gradual reorganization over the next couple of days, but even so, stays way to the east of Florida. There'll be no local impacts to Jacksonville and northeastern Florida, and the rest of the tropics are really pretty quiet now. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike at ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. Have a great Thursday and stay cool this afternoon with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.